We're back live here at the Big A in Anaheim. The Dodgers and Angels getting set for the final game of this mini two-game series. It's Rick Monday time. We love Rick Monday time.
How about David Vasse time? I listen to you for, what, an hour and a half on and off this afternoon? You're here. You're across the street doing a remote. You're down in the dugout. You're up here in the booth. Last night, I listened to post-game Dodger talk for a brief period of time.
Smart move.
Yeah, I thought so. After a couple of illegal lane changes driving back to LA, I thought, you know, maybe I should get a different perspective on life right now. That was a ball game that you just kind of shake your head and see what's going on. I spent a few minutes with the manager, Dave Roberts, down in his office this afternoon. And, it goes with the territory. And for the Dodgers, they had a couple of guys who were down in the bullpen, were not available. So now the question is going to be, is it with Joe Kelly, is it on his usage and trying to build him back up and trying to build his confidence back up? And the only way you do it is being on the mound. You can't do it in that area out there that I'm pointing to the bullpen. You can't do it all out there. So the Dodgers have the luxury right now. Obviously, they start today before one pitch is thrown, a 10-game lead in front of both the Rockies and the Diamondbacks in the National League Western Division. But last night was one of those ball games you walk away and you have a bitter taste.
Yeah, it sounded like that in the tone of Dave Roberts' voice. Going back to that eighth inning, though, Rick, callers on Dodger Talk last night had a question of why Ohtani was ruled safe, even though it looked like Russell Martin did tag the play with his toes.
You know what? It's too bad that not everyone can go back to Replay Central in New York. Just the logistics of the building, of this gigantic room, that is filled with monitors. It's filled with the workstations, if you will. At that workstation, there is an umpire. There's an entire umpiring crew, plus an umpiring supervisor that is there, plus all of the staff. And at the different workplaces, there is an umpire. That umpire may be covering two workspaces, and in each of those workspaces is an engineer, an expert, if you will, on running things back and getting. So they get a phone call and say, look, there's a question right now on a replay from Anaheim. So all of a sudden, boom, they get on it. There's a one huge board that one man is monitoring from all around Major League Baseball. And what they've asked is, look, for both ball clubs, both for the Angels broadcast last night and for the Dodgers broadcast, they have asked for the ultra slow motion replay be sent first, because you're sending a lot of information down the line. That information takes a little bit longer to go from here up to the satellite and then back down too. We're only talking about seconds, but they don't want to delay the game. But the bottom line is, David, which camera angles are available of which feed, because normally there's going to be two different feeds, and the evidence in order to overturn it has to be without question, overwhelmingly it needs to be overturned. And there was questions last night, evidently because of the different angles either that were or were not available. It was still questionable, so therefore it cannot be officially overruled.
See, that's why I came to you, Rick. Another education in Rick Monday's classroom. Appreciate that.
Well, it's one of the things we try and do. But I really believe, I think every manager has gone through Replay Central. I think it's advantageous for every broadcaster to go through it as well, to understand what's going on. It is not an easy process. In fact, when we went through it a number of years ago, Dave, they sat each and every one of us down in a booth in this work area, and they knew what they were replaying. They have the same one that they replay in everyone, and it's kind of questionable. Then they ask you, okay, in real time, what does this look like? And it looks like one way, and then you say, okay, now let's see the different slow motions on the replays. Let's look at this angle. Let's look at an angle from center field. Let's look at the angle from the first base camera well, the third base camera well. Bottom line is, there was one other angle that you could look at, and that was the deciding angle, but you have to go through like four different replays in order to get to the final decision, which was to overturn a play that they show you. And it's not an easy task. You're under fire.
Yeah, for sure. Rick, that's why we came to you. Appreciate explaining that to everybody, and we'll check in with you and Tim a little bit later in the show.
Okay, now if someone can just explain to us the traffic coming down here at Anaheim, we'll really be on the inside.
There's no answers to that, Rick. Tim, we'll send it across the street to you.